data for hexagram and chromium levels are on the AQMD website through July 18th. Just to keep you updated with the new sampler placements, they're reported just last time, we had the two additional samplers that were in the predominantly downwind direction of the southern industrial Paramount area. We have installed a new sampler across from in the northwest part of Paramount near Salud Park, which was near the old site number 22. And one additional sampler was placed in Long Beach to accommodate some of the other facilities that were down there. So just to highlight some of the last month's finalized results, I'll focus in on the last 3 weeks, because I think in the last 3 weeks, or three sampling periods, there have been some of the more interesting results, as there were a fairly large number of elevated readings that were observed throughout the entire sampling area. To kind of highlight some of them, just from July 9th, winds from the south, and also winds on the 15th were coming from the south, whereas July 12th and 18th, the winds were flowing from the west. So just keep that in mind when going through the results. So when we looked at July 12th, the levels were elevated across the city of Paramount. But also, as a side note, we have been doing some of the hexavalent and chromium measurements over in Compton. And we noticed also on July 12th that there are elevated levels across all sites in Compton as well, just kind of put things in perspective. This also included our upwind site, which is site number 16, for those of you tracking the site numbers. So there seemed to be some sort of large-scale regional enhancement in the area. For July 15th and 18th, it was also overall high in many areas, with some of the samples, if you look at the detail chart, some of the results were invalidated because they didn't meet a certain quality control criteria. However, when looking at the draft values for them, they would have been slightly elevated. The highest level that was observed through that time period was 8.9 nanograms per cubic meter, and that was a site that was on Madison, that's between the two facilities and a Flexen aircraft. For this entire time period though, the sites near aircraft had a three sample average that was below 1 nanogram per cubic meter. For the sites near Aniplex, there were elevated values of up to near 6 nanograms per cubic meter on July 15th. They were not in curtailment at the time, just due to just a general regional enhancement and looking at the nearby monitors and winds analysis. However, July 18th, there was an elevated value of 7.49 nanograms per cubic meter, and that was a value that did put them in curtailment shortly thereafter. There was some elevated levels observed at site number 28, which is off of Somerset in Vermont, which is near Carlton Forge, and that was 7.4 nanograms per cubic meter on July 18th. In the southern industrial part of Paramount, we still continue to observe elevated values on the days July 12th through July 18th. Highest level that we observed was 7.69 nanograms per cubic meter, and that does include some high levels that were observed at the two new sites that were just deployed. Moving into Long Beach, levels were high for 12th and 18th. The levels were up to 5.96 nanograms per cubic meter. When we look at some of the school data, most of them are still typically lower than in the industrial parts of Paramount, but we will say that for July 12th, again, that was kind of what we saw as kind of the regional enhancement. They were elevated at the schools, and near Lincoln was the highest at 4.27. On the July 15th, though, the highest level that was observed was at Gaines, and that was at 7.04 nanograms per cubic meter. Looking at the high values, and also as part of our continuing on-site measurement, we have been still continuing some on-site measurements that were conducted last month, some in southern Paramount. We've also done some observations at some of the facilities in Long Beach. Some of these reports are finalized and will be made available if not considered compliance confidential. However, we just want to let you know that these results have been used to work with the facilities, so at least some of the immediate remedies can be enacted to see if some of the levels can come down. And we are continuing a little bit more on looking at some of the facilities in Long Beach to find some other potential monitoring locations. We are also looking, because of the recent elevated levels and wind patterns, looking into some other areas kind of south of Madison to potentially look at some other places to do some monitoring assessments. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Lowe. I neglected to do introductions around the table. My apologies. My name is Danielle Soto from Public Affairs.
Fabian Wesson, Public Affairs.
Nick Sanchez, Legal Department.
Marion Coleman, Compliance and Enforcement.
Amir Dersbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Rules.
Pedro Piqueras, Health Effects.
Jason Lowe, Monitoring and Analysis.
Jill Wynott, Chief Operating Officer.
Wayne Astry, Executive Officer.
Joe K. Gosh, Health Effects and Planning.
Thank you very much. We will now go on to our... Oh, I'm sorry, on the phone?
Adam Chandler, Media.
Thank you. I will now go to Marion Coleman for a compliance update.
Good evening. The compliance and enforcement staff have been continuing to inspect the Paramount area, performing surveillances of facilities during complaint investigations. The last couple of weeks, actually, the complaints have, we've seen a decrease in the number of complaints that we've received. On the number of days, we've actually not received any complaints at all. And these are with respect to any type of complaints in addition to odors. We continue to make observations in the southern part of Paramount in an attempt to try to identify any sources that could be contributing to the elevated levels that we're noticing on our monitors. We will continue our efforts. We're also working with the city to see if there's any additional operations that may be operating near where our monitors are located. And we will continue to update you as we determine or discover any additional details or information.
Thank you very much. We'll now go to Namir Deshwash for our engineering update.
Good evening. Last week, we issued a research permit to Carlton Forge to install carbon impregnated pre-filters to reduce odors from their operations. The pre-filters are part of the existing control equipment that Carlton Forge has installed to control particulate emissions, which includes metals such as chromium and nickel. This concludes my report.
Thank you very much. And then go to Nick Sanchez for a legal update.
Yes, as Dr. Lowe had indicated, based upon the elevated readings at the monitors near Aniplex, that initiated the curtailment process. That began on Saturday, and we will be continuing to monitor the readings at those monitors to determine if those levels go below the 1 nanogram level, at which time curtailment would cease at the facility. Regarding Carlton Forge, there is an ongoing order for abatement. There was an additional hearing today at the district, and that matter will resume for ongoing hearing days this Thursday at the district. Last, the district filed an order for abatement against LUBCO, which is located in Long Beach. The allegations against the facility is that they have elevated chrome levels resulting from operations at their spray booths and their tanks at the facility. We've been getting high readings at the monitor adjacent to the facility. We continue in ongoing discussions with the facility to try to reduce those emissions in the interim. However, a hearing is scheduled at the district on August 23rd to deal with the allegations against the facility. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now go to Joe Kay for our health effects officer.
You know, I understand that the high levels that we detected in the past week or so, you know, have certainly caught our attention, and you know, they caught our attention because they indicate that there may be some significant sources that are near those monitors. And as you've already heard, we are investigating many potential sources. But I do want to reemphasize that the high levels that were detected this past week do not pose an immediate health threat. And again, I think we've mentioned this before, but I think it's important to reiterate that the main concern with Chrome 6 is with long-term exposure, generally years to decades, so that, you know, a high level on one day or a handful of days doesn't have much impact on the long-term cancer risk.
Thank you very much. Is there a planning update today, Susan Nakamura?
Yes, so as part of our implementation of our Rule 1402, which requires facilities that we identify as potentially high-risk facilities, which is Aniplex and Aerocraft, they're required to submit a health risk assessment and a risk reduction plan. And so they did submit that, and we're continuing to review the health risk assessment and risk reduction plan. I think it's going to probably be another month or two before we complete that review, and we'll update you on that process. So, I also, for in terms of rural development activities, we are working on Rule 1469. There's a working group meeting scheduled for August 2nd here in Diamond Bar, and if you're interested in participating, you can check our proposed rule page for that. Rule 1469 is our rule that regulates chrome plating and anodizing facilities, and it's the type of operation that Aniplex currently operates, as well as Lubco.
Thank you very much. Over the phone, Patrick Chandler, do you have a media update?
Yes, there's just a there was one KPCC story about the elevated chromium six levels there in Paramount that aired earlier today, but that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much. From Community Affairs, on August 9th, 6 p.m., located at Progress Park, we will be having our public meeting that we have rescheduled, the one for medical waste services. Again, that'll be at Progress Park, 6 p.m. The address is 15500 Downey Avenue. In addition, I would like to remind the public that this Thursday is the City of Paramount Subcommittee for Air Quality at 6 p.m. also at Progress Park. AQMD should be in attendance if anyone has any questions and like to speak to us in person. In addition, I believe we will also be in attendance at the next City Council meeting of August 8th to answer any concerns of the City Council or members of the community. And with that, we would like to encourage you to email your questions and concerns to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, publicadvisor@aqmd.gov, and we'll go ahead and take those questions in order as they are received. And we will wait until we receive a question. Once again, if you have any questions, you can email them at publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Let me say that over again. You can email them at publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. again, any questions can be sent to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We're still on the line waiting for questions. Please email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Give it another couple minutes. All right, we received a question. Are there any other areas testing for hex chrome? If so, how does it compare to the effort in Paramount and Compton?
So this is Jason, respond to that question. So there are other areas in the basin that are being evaluated for hexavalent chromium. We do have one set of samplers that are deployed in Orange County, as well as we have two ongoing samplers that collect for hexavalent chromium at our air monitoring stations in central Los Angeles and our Rubidoux air monitoring stations. We also conduct every 6 or 7 years a air toxics study called MATES, the Multiple Air Toxics Emissions Study, and our fifth iteration of that study will be next year.
Thank you very much. We received another question. Has Weber Metals and Matco been inspected for Chrome 6? And if so, are you ruling them out?
We've inspected both facilities, and no, we have not ruled them out. The investigation is still ongoing.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your questions. Again, you can email them to aq, excuse me, email to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. With no more questions, we will conclude our call for this evening. And again, there's the public meeting we're having regarding medical waste facilities on August 9th at 6 p.m. at Progress Park. And in addition, we will have the next public conference call on the fourth Tuesday of August. Thank you very much.